This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bernie Sanders is too old, white, and creepy. Kamala Harris is a plantation, descendant of a plantation owner. I mean, wow. Elizabeth Warren has been chastised for using her ethnicity, her lack thereof, in trying to get ahead. Cory Spartacus Booker has angry Negro syndrome. I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm curious as to who's going to shake out of this thing. Joe Biden, what's he going to? He's got old white man creepy syndrome, if there is an old white creepy man, on the planet. He's it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, see you listening to KJRadio.com. Democrats have a host of problems. A host of problems. And the biggest problem they have is this week the Mueller report officially comes out. Maybe it's out as far as I'm concerned, because I already know there's nothing in it. And so now Adam Schiff's got to play a new game. He's got to play a different game. Jerry Nadler, we're going to find something else on Donald Trump. Good luck with that, because you know what? The public is done. They're going, you have spent all this money looking for something on Trump. You didn't find it. Now you're going to try something else? I'm sorry. You're not going to deflect our attention away from what matters. And you know what matters? What I know this sounds weird. And you guys are going, Kevin, you've kicked this dead horse. No, the horse ain't dead. I keep kicking the Smollett horse because it isn't going to die for a time. This is going to linger. And you better be glad. You ever driven by a dairy farm? Yeah, you know, it is not a good smell. Or a paper factory. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. But if you ever have, it's a smell that lingers. The Smollett thing is going to linger. They are connecting this thing to both Harris and Booker, that the modern-day lynching thing. Now they're saying that Smollett may have gotten the idea to stage the hate crime from his boss, from the people on the set of Empire. If it links back to that, what will that do to the movement? Hello. Glad you guys are with me. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've got Democrats, folks, in death spirals in every category. The LGBTQ and blacks are, and all these people that want Sanders to have more intersectionality. Do you know what that means? It means that you have enough of a, you can relate to the feminist point of view. You can relate to the gay point of view. And in order to be that, you got to be a freak. That's what it is. You must be a freak. You must be a Guatemalan midget transsexual who is gay but then turned back to being straight or whatever. I don't know. But you got to be a freak of nature in order to be intersectional. You know, oh, my father was black, my mother was white, but I am, you know, not cisgender. I'm LGBT. I'm bi. And I also believe in, you know, Wiki. I don't know. I don't even know how to come up with any good analogies to be a freak. I'm just too square. Woo, man. So, you know, they're lampooning Bernie Sanders. I talked about this the other day. They're lampooning Sanders because he says, look, why are you judging me as a white male, and particularly an old white male? That used to mean you have a level it's a venerable thing to achieve age and enlightenment, theoretically. Now, Sanders is not enlightened in any way, but he's arguing that you're going to judge me just based on my outward appearance. I know, Bernie. I know. I know. That's what your people do. And let me tell you, you want to talk about a wake-up call for all those independents in Vermont who support Bernie, who donated $1 million within 24 hours. He supposedly got 120,000 donors in the last election cycle. Hillary Clinton got like 50,000. Bernie got 120,000. I don't know what it is, but or maybe it was within the hour. Maybe they're just talking about within that hour. I don't recall, but you can look it up. Google that for yourselves. Don't say, oh, Kevin said it. But whatever it is, it was a lot of people who believe in him. Now, what are they going to think? as leftism spirals in on itself. Leftism spirals in on itself with Kamala Harris wanting to give reparations, a slave owner wanting you to give reparations, not her. No, no, no. She's lived a great life, been you know, sleeping around with old married men who could help her build a career. She did it. Now she wants power, and she wants it so she can exercise it on you. Kamala Harris will never in a million years believe she works for you. She's spending her time, just like Feinstein said, with those kids. How dare you? I earned my spot by getting elected. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how much time and energy? Do you know how much I had to fight my way up the ladder to become a Democrat power broker? And you little snot-nosed kids want to come in here and tell me about the Green New Deal? Yeah. And which brings me to another irony, that here are leftists, I mean left of Feinstein, talking about the Green New Deal, and Feinstein's having to back them off. You want to talk about radicals? I'll give you radicals. Radicals in every way. Jussie Smollett highlights them to a T. So does R. Kelly. They love pedophiles. They've let this man get away with pedophilia for decades, holding women as sex slaves. He takes them as 16-year-old, 17-year-old girls, maybe younger, and grooms them, puts them in a house, makes them sex slaves. That's what R. Kelly did. And they're just getting around to arresting him. But meanwhile, Cosby, 50 years ago, was using Quaalude for medication. They said, did you give Quaalude to people? Yeah, I had them. They wanted them. It was a drug. Throw the book at him. But R. Kelly, running around here, yeah, creating sex slaves, not sex zombies with Quaalude that they ask for. I'm just telling you, leftism will spin in on itself in every turn. What do they want to do? They want to impeach the guy who's given you the most successful, the most amazing stock market, the most amazing economy in decades, better than Ronald Reagan. Well, they didn't want to impeach him. You talk about build a border wall. So what? Americans are getting killed in, quote, sanctuary cities. We need more sanctuary cities. Let's stop Donald Trump from protecting American citizens. Let's make him, and then would you know what they would do? Swear to you, if they stop him from building a wall, they'll say, now let's get him for treason and abrogating his responsibility. Because what's his first rule? What is he supposed to do as president? He's supposed to protect the citizens, and he didn't do it. So what? We're the ones who are the reason that he didn't. See, that's leftism at every turn. And that's why, look, there's no dog in this fight for me. I care about righteousness. I'm glad Paul Ryan's gone. I think Mitch McConnell needs to be gone. I think most of the Republicans are worthless. But you know what? It's the only choice we have right now, because you certainly can't go on the other side. These people are loony. We got a lot to talk about. Keep here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah, there was some woman, or I don't know, congresswoman or some abortion activist on Tucker tonight, and she was talking about how a man has no right to tell a woman if she can have an abortion or not, because that's her body. Well, in my opinion, then, it's equal rights. Then a man should not be pushed or forced to pay for a baby if he doesn't want to, because that's his pocketbook and that's his right. Let's go there.
You go there, girlfriend. It's one of my routine callers. Good to hear from you, doll. I know you listen to the show quite a bit. Often, all the time. Tell everybody else. See, I need super callers like her. That young lady right there, see, we're buddies. She calls my show multiple times a day. I'm not kidding you. We have yet to have a conversation because I've been busy. But she's most of it's suggestions, you know, like just commentary. But that's cool. Glad to have her on. By the way, I agree. I told you guys a story where my sister, she would give her pregnancy tests to her girlfriends, who would go hijack all their boyfriends, tell them they were pregnant, and then they collect $1,000 and go do a girls' trip or something crazy. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of stuff that goes on up in her. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Crazy stuff going on, folks. I'm telling you. How do I make sense of it all? Because I'm brilliant, doggone it. That's how. I'm not going to mince words. Kevin, you're bragging, bro. No, I'm not. If I were not brilliant, then it would be bragging. But I'm brilliant. And let me give you some tidbits here. I'll explain something to you. Democrats don't want Trump to have accomplishments. And you're going, why did that statement just came out of the blue? No, that's how a brilliant mind works. See what I'm trying to tell you? You're trying to make sense of it all. You're going, Kevin, I don't understand. Man, I don't understand. And I don't understand why blacks, and I don't understand why women, and I don't understand why the Democrats, and I don't understand about the wall. And you don't understand. And I just gave you the secret decoder ring right there. In a flash of brilliance. It really is that simple, though. Trump does what he promises, and he promises, MAGA, make America great again. That's what he promises. He says, there's no ulterior motive. Does he always do things the way you want? No. That's not his job. His job is just to get things done. Sometimes you got to take a step back to go four steps forward, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. That's what Trump is doing. But he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm about to break something down for you. I'm about to get all economical up in here, okay? Banks and smaller companies, I'm reading this, propelled stocks to their best January in 30 years. A sign that investors are favoring sectors tied to the U.S. economy. Did you hear what I said? The best January in 30 years. Those groups were among the biggest laggards during the fourth quarter's steep slide. Their reversal suggests that investors who were bracing for a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economic activity have been soothed. I like saying the word soothed by cautious comments from the Federal Reserve. Signs of strength in the labor market and data pointing to tepid inflation. Let me translate that. Let me put that in layman's terms. They think Donald Trump's doing an amazing job. And all this pullback, the pullback they were talking about, that was Democrat ruse. That was the rich fat cats trying to play the game. But let me tell you something. They can't even manipulate this economy into bad shape. Because even though the stock market took a hit, last year was 18,800 when Donald Trump took over. It closed out the year 23,000. It is over 24,000. It will approach 25,000. I tweeted to the president, don't be shocked if your stock market goes to 28,000 before you even finish blinking, before you finish that latte. Okay? I'm preaching again, Anna. Stop me. Just stop me, okay? I don't need to preach. These people get it. There's the occasional lefty out there. So you've got this booming economy, and here's what's interesting. You have a man under attack, and his name is Donald Trump. They are coming at him from all different angles, all different sides. The Democrats are throwing everything they can at Donald Trump, and it isn't working. And despite all of the subterfuges, the game playing, the shenanigans, and all the things they're trying to do to this man, he continues to knock it out of the park. And you know what what's happening to the Democrats? Every time you turn around, they're getting caught in a lie. And you want a tidbit of things to come? You want me to put, hold on, let me get a new hat. Grab my soothsayer hat. Grab my fortune teller hat, would you? So, I got my fortune teller hat on. Here you go. Donald Trump Jr. laid into the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff after reports appeared to vindicate the younger Trump of Democratic suspicions that he made phone calls to President Trump around the time of the Trump Tower meeting with Russians in June of 2016. Senate investigators obtained phone records which appeared to show that Trump Jr. had actually spoken to two longtime family friends, Brian France, the chief executive of NASCAR, and the investor Howard Lorber. This is a report from the New York Times citing two people briefed on the matter. Now, why do I bring that up? Because it's just yet another one of the lies propagated by the Democrats, propagated by leftists, propagated by progressives, that the Trumps were up to some shenanigans. And they weren't. So when do you think it's going to start? That's a little domino. I know you, Kevin, come on, man. What do you want to take from that? What you want to take from that is, what else did Adam Schiff come out and tell you that was happening? What else did he tell you that Donald Trump did? What other things that they told you about Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. or the family? What else are they investigating? Remember when they were investigating Ivanka's emails? Have you heard anything about it? Come on, people. Wake up. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You can tell me. I can take it. No, you haven't heard a word about her emails, have you? You haven't heard anything related to Jared Kushner and his complicit nature in the Russian collusion. You've heard none of it. Yeah, and all of it's going to fall. All of it. It's going to be a bad year for Democrats. Good year for us. And let me tell you something. Don't even think about not celebrating. If you think about not celebrating as this bad news comes to the Democrats and you get all sympathetic, oh no, Kevin, I mean, we're kicking their butt now, man. It's starting, I don't know, it's looking like a bloodbath, man. It's just it. Yeah, shut up. Maybe come through this microphone and hit somebody. When the time comes, and it's coming, Carl, because Carl, he and I have a gentleman's bet. It's coming. The Democrats are going to be in bad shape. You're going to watch people separate themselves from the Democrats. Holy Howard Schultz! You're going to watch them say, I was a former Democrat, but I've now moved away from the party. I'm an independent, and I just don't like the way things are going on either side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said your mama. Trust me, they're going to come over.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump participating in a joint press conference with the Italian president, speaking about the fight against ISIS in Syria and the Kurdish allies that have been helping the United States.
If you look at the Kurds, and again, I say this with great respect, they're no angels. If you look at PKK, take a look at PKK. ISIS respects PKK. You know why? Because they're as tough or tougher than ISIS.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is hitting the campaign trail in Ohio, and without proof, he says President Trump is running one of the most corrupt governments in U.S. history.
He's engaged in practices that, in fact, everyone around the world is looking and saying, how in God's name can this man be doing that while he's president?
The former vice president also is downplaying concerns about his fundraising. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You might be asking yourself at times, folks, is it possible for leftists to be truly embarrassed? I'm talking about repentant level embarrassed, because I don't think it's possible. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I offer this theory because I see what's going on in the world. And I ask myself, how could you possibly profess to be a Democrat or a progressive? I'm talking about proudly out there and see all that your group does on a daily basis. Barack Obama is so embarrassed at the Democrats, aka progressives, he's warning them that you are in a circular firing squad and you better get out because you're so dogmatic people can't leave you and it's chasing people away. I know it sounds anti, you know, that they're in, what am I trying to say here? It doesn't seem like you could possibly say, well, you can't leave, but they're leaving. They're finally getting to the point of fed up that they're going, look, this is it. Brandon Straka's walkaway movement is easy in a sense, and I'm not trying to downplay what Brandon does. He's a great guy. I like him. But it's pretty easy when you look at what the left does on any given day. I mean, have you no shame, leftist? Walls don't protect people. That's the lie you want to sell. You just came off of one of the biggest attempted coups in the history of this country. Trying to, number one, thwart Donald Trump's chances to be president. Then you try to coup against him, and they still don't want to admit it. They still go after this man and all the people around him, and it's not going to help him. I mean, did I say hip? It's not going to help these folks. It's going to hurt them, but they still do it. They kill babies on the birthing table, and I could go into that. That's just the beginning. In fact, let's just talk about that for a little bit. I promise you, I'm going to give you other things to make you understand what I'm talking about. But here's a girl who hears that the Georgia's trying to pass the heartbeat bill, meaning that once you detect the heartbeat on a fetus, on a baby, on a human being that's in the process of being formed in the first stages of its life called pregnancy, right? Once that happens, then you can no longer kill the child. And here's this girl's reaction to hearing that.
Guys, like, do you not see what's happening? Georgia's literally about to pass a bill, or they already passed the bill, where as soon as a fetus has a heartbeat and it's detected, you can't get an abortion. Do you not realize that the earliest you can detect a pregnancy is at 4 to 6 weeks, I believe? The heart starts beating by week three. I haven't looked at the facts, but the heartbeat can be detected way earlier than you guys are realizing. Like, I don't think you guys are realizing how big a fucking deal this is, and like how terrifying this is for women around the world. Like, you guys don't realize that like my body anatomy is being taken from me. If I don't want a fucking child in me, I should not have to have that fucking child in me. And this should not be up for debate. This shouldn't be something that legislators in a House seat that don't even have a womb or an ovaries should be able to decide. We have to fix this, guys. This is a really big deal. And I don't understand why we're not talking about this.
Welcome back. I sort of chuckle at this because I wonder how this girl declares we haven't talked about it. We're talking about this all the time. We're talking about it, and we're losing. And look, I tell people, look, a woman can do with her body what she wants. There's no question about that. But we have to explain this in a way that says we're going to recognize this as a child. Now, what happens beyond this in Georgia is a whole other discussion. But the idea that she wants to just look, you don't even know when the heart beat it. Let me tell you, I don't know anything about pregnancy. I'm not going to pretend to. But I do know that women have morning sickness. They have all kinds of signs that change in their body. I'm not saying they all recognize it. But I think most women know when they're pregnant. I do. And I think they know within days. I know my grandmother told me the moment she was pregnant, her physiology changed. The moment. It was like, she says, I knew the day I got pregnant because her physiology changed. Now, I'm not saying every woman goes through this. I'm not trying to do that at all. But what I will say is this. At some point, pretty early on, you know you're pregnant. And I don't care when that occurs. At that point, you're carrying another human being that has rights. And you can dismiss it. You can tell me, you can even rationalize and say, Kevin, look, I was pregnant because of this. There's 500 reasons you can tell me you weren't planning the pregnancy. I get it. You weren't planning for life to occur, but it happened. It's like a seed, a bird took a dump, dropped the seed in a field, a plant grew, and a farmer goes, I didn't expect that to happen, but I guess I'm going to fertilize it and keep it growing. I mean, you know, it isn't a weed. It isn't a weed, and the left wants you to believe it's a weed, and they disguise it under the guise of it's a woman's right to choose. That's nonsense. It's not a woman's right to choose. It's another human being that now has rights. And women have been bestowed the privilege of carrying on mankind, and that God gave that to them for a reason, because guys would have been, we would be aborting babies left and right. We'd be, oh, heck no. We would never want to be pregnant. I'm just saying, God understands us. We would be horrible mothers, horrible carriers of civilization. So if man had been made to be pregnant, we never would have existed. It would be a world run by animals. We can't stand that kind of pain. I know I can't. I had a kidney stone that I passed one time, I swear. Woo! And it was little. But that's not the only thing. Look at what Stacey Abrams said. She's a woman that wants to be the governor of Georgia, and she's mad because the celebrities are talking about boycotting Georgia. And for the record, I got a lot more to talk about on this issue, but because I'm explaining to my audience on the Kevin Jackson Show that the left, look at any, go just go to Google News, look at the whatever comes up, and you'll see the crazy leftists. And I've got plenty of examples. We'll get to them after this, but I want to play this clip from Stacey Abrams, where she's rationalizing what she wants to do, why she says it's so important that Georgia not protect babies.
I do not actually support a boycott of our state. I think you re-victimize women, in particular, when you take away the jobs that have come to the state. However, I think it's very short-sighted of our business community and our political leadership to not recognize that these jobs can go elsewhere. Georgia grew its film industry on the backs of the shutdown of the tax credit in Michigan and North Carolina. Those tax credits are still available if those governors, now Democrats, refund those credits. And we've already seen governors across the country say, you can bring your jobs here. I think Georgia has to realize that while we are enjoying an extraordinary boom in the film industry, there's nothing that says it has to stay here. And we have to be a state that is not only friendly to business, we've got to be friendly to the women who work in these businesses. You should not have to worry about your ability to control your bodily autonomy because of the governor has pushed such an abominable and evil bill that is so restrictive. It's not only bad for morality and our humanity, it's bad for business.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. That was Stacey Abrams, the woman who wants to be governor. Now, probably somebody will put her on a vice presidential ticket or something. And she says that protecting babies and with the heartbeat bill in Georgia is short-sighted of the business community. There's a price tag on abortion in Georgia. There's a price tag on abortion with Democrats. Look, as I said before, I don't care what your views are in terms of pro-life, pro-choice, etc. I can rationalize either way. And I'm not a woman. I don't have to deal with it. But here's what I can tell you. I can tell you this. We know when life starts. We know this unequivocally. What we are doing is devaluing the life of one versus the other. It would be like having a Siamese twin. And one of the twins wants to commit suicide. Okay? And it says, I want this one off of me and I want him killed. And people go, okay, great. Whoever speaks first gets to kill it. Because it's not a real human being. It's not even, there are people out there going, Kevin, that's not the same. You know my bigger point. My bigger point is, if I'm co-joined with you and I go kill this one, why should I have the ability to kill one versus the other? And somebody, well, it's the mother's right to choose. It's her body. She can do what she wants. Well, I would say the same would be true if I had co-joined twins. What do you think? Give me a ring, 844-551-8255. But what's interesting about Stacey Abrams is what she says. She actually ended that by saying it's bad for morality and bad for business. Protecting the life of something that can't protect itself is bad for business. I want you to understand a Democrat who hates capitalism is making just understand the twisted nature of leftism. She's making a statement saying, let's give capitalism a chance, because you know what? Capitalism's going to kill these babies. Capitalism is going to protect women. She said there's an extraordinary boom in the film industry in Georgia, friendly to women who work in these industries, and we're going to be taking that right away from them by making this heartbeat bill pass. By protecting these babies, you will be destroying the potential for women to work in the film industry. What, porn? What is going to restrict women from working in any industry? This is the state of leftism. You should be embarrassed if
this
you're a left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats should be embarrassed. Progressives, whatever you call yourselves, you weak-kneed sissies who are essentially, honestly, I'd love to tell you what I think of you, but I'll use nice language. You have crap for brains. You can't think outside of a bubble. I mean, you are the most easily led, easily influenced, quite frankly, most vile people on the planet. And I'm being light about it just because I'm on terrestrial radio. But if I weren't on terrestrial radio, I would tell you about your doggone selves. Kevin Jackson's who I am. I'm not holding back any punches. I call you what you are. I called Blasey Ford and her ilk, the people who would dare accuse Judge Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist and all other kinds of things. I call them what they are, which are lying skanks, and I stand by it. I don't give a crap what Fox says or does. That's what they are. They're lying skanks. And I will call Clapper and Comey and all these other people what they are, lying skanks as well, the people who dare try to take down President Trump and essentially thwart an illegal election in America. And meanwhile, these people talk about valid voter ID. But what do they want? They want 16-year-olds to vote. They want illegals to vote. Bernie Sanders wants men and women in prison to be able to vote. These are murderers who've taken away the ability of solid citizens' rights to vote. And they want them to vote. The same thing that happens with these illegals that come over here and they kill our citizens and they say, no, let's let them vote while meanwhile our people are dying. People in this country who've paid taxes, who sacrificed, whose ancestors have bled on other continents so we can be a free nation. Are you kidding me? Welcome again, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know about you. I'm sick of leftists. I'm sick of them thwarting our ability to speak in order so they can just continue to spew their nonsense. You can't talk about Kaepernick taking a knee, right? You can't talk about women issues unless you are considered a misogynist. You can't talk about terrorists unless you're considered Islamophobic. You can't talk about the silliness of people leading their lives with sexuality or you're considered homophobic and on and on and on. I'll talk about any of those putzes. That's why you're here, is because you know I will, and you're talking about it in the confine of your car or your home or whatever, but you're afraid to speak about it otherwise. And let me tell you, be glad I exist. I'm not going to go all Colonel Caffey on you, but you want me here. You need me here guarding that line. Thank God there's somebody out there willing to say the crap that you're not willing to say. Willing to speak the truth. It's not crap. I should correct myself. It is nothing but truth. Look at the news in any given day and you will see leftism written all over it. Forget what Clapper had to say. I don't know if you guys saw what he said after the attorney general had his thing, but we should play that clip. I want you to understand the level of desperation that Democrats have gotten to before I go into some of the other crazy news that's out there. But here's a guy who was part of the attempted coup of Donald Trump. He's heard the new AG, who is a Bush appointee. You can't get more moderate than this guy. And he gets pushed. And here's what AG Barr had to say. What Clapper had to say on spying with AG Barr. All right.
You heard what the attorney general said today, that's on the president's campaign. I'm wondering what your reaction was.
Well, I thought it was both stunning and scary. I was amazed at that and rather disappointed that the attorney general would say such a thing. That, you know, the term spying has all kinds of negative connotations, and I have to believe he chose that term deliberately. And I think it's incredible that if he has concerns, he could easily have, on his first day on the job after his confirmation, asked his own IG, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, for a briefing on his preliminary findings, in the course of his investigation, that is the IG's investigation, into whether there was any wrongdoing by the FBI. And I think it would have been far more appropriate for him to just defer to that investigation rather than postulating with apparently no evidence. He just has a feeling that there was spying against the campaign. One other big point here I would want to make to you, Anderson, is we're losing sight here of what started all this, and that was the Russian meddling, the Russian interference in our election process. And the Russians pose a profound threat to this country, and based on the success that they enjoyed as a result of their meddling in the 2016 election, they're going to continue that. And we're not focusing on that. And we're focusing on this circus about whether or not somebody was spying on the campaign, which is, I think, a gross misstatement.
I don't even know if I can get into the rest of this just by talking about what Clapper just said. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He says it's stunning and scary that the AG would actually say that there was spying on the campaign, that he would use the word spying, because guess what? Spying has negative connotations. Well, they call it surveillance. See, the code word is we surveilled the Trump campaign. But the real word is they spied on him. Now, he says this. He chose that term deliberately. You doggone right he did, James Clapper. He chose that term deliberately because they were deliberately spying on Donald Trump. And I love how he says, well, here's what he could have done. He could have, on his first day, asked for the IG for a briefing on the preliminary finding. And any wrongdoing by the FBI, defer to that investigation instead of postulating with no evidence that there was spying against the campaign. Really? No evidence of spying, that there was spying against the campaign, except the evidence that there was spying against the Trump campaign. FBI planting people inside of the campaign, NSA surveillance of Trump, phone calls, messages, etc. Multiple instances of that proven, and Clapper is still on TV lying to the American public. And then I love this last part. You know, we're losing sight of what started all of this, which is Russian interference. No, nobody's losing sight. We're losing sight of what started this. You are, Clapper. It was the Steele dossier. And here's what's funny. Clapper thinks that he's going to come on TV and he's going to continue to sell you a lie that you now know is in fact a lie. He still thinks he can do this. I don't know what the lamestream fake news media is going to do, but at some point, they're going to have to come to Jesus with this, because A.G. Barr has just sent out the word he's not going to back down on this. He was asked if spying occurred, and here was his answer.
I wonder if you can share with this committee who's on that team, why you felt a need to form that kind of a team, and what you intend to be the scope of their investigation.
Yeah, as I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. The generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred.
I don't. I guess you could. I think there was spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
I'd really like to hear from my listeners. Tell me now what you think. You think that we're going to start getting to the bottom of this? Welcome back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about, because if you're a Democrat, you should be embarrassed, and I'm going to prove it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.